Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What should we expect from the Texans coming out of the bye in terms of things that might be a little different for this team now? It is In the Loop, but the fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside B. Scott. Still got Figgy Fig holding it down on the steel wheels, keeping us in line today. You can join the conversation as always. Let us know, what do you think is going to be different for the Texans following some extra time off, some self-scouting? Text the show 713-572-4610 or get to us on the YouTube and Twitch chats. What do you hope will be different? And I'm not talking about I hope they score more points. What do you hope to see in terms of the personnel, the style, all that sort of stuff? Let us know. Because I think this is an interesting time for the bye week. We talked about it yesterday. I don't like that the bye week is coming when they were humming the last 2 weeks. I would want to keep it rolling instead of trying to cool off. But at the same time, it's early enough in the season. You have this sample of 3 bad weeks, 2 good weeks, first-time offensive coordinator where he can step back, kind of reassess, and come up with that plan to move forward. So with that said, what do you think might be different? Or maybe what do you hope will be different from a stylistic perspective potentially for the Texans when they take the field again?
Yeah, and not to oversimplify it, but I would say that you were already seeing them going in this direction going into the bye week. And so, if anything, it's not as much of a change as much as it is a doubling down of what they were doing going into the bye week. And for me, what that is, leaning into the rookie movement. Like, it is a full-on, I'm going to declare this right here, right now. The Texans need to lean into a full-on rookie movement, specifically on offense, but we'll get to a couple of defensive guys as well in this segment. But lean into the rookie movement, what you're seeing from Jalen Noel and Jaden Higgins, just, like, I think you're scratching the surface of that, and I think that they've got to absolutely lean into it now. Part of this is because one of the things that's been revealed to us, or what I feel has been revealed to us about the team, is that they don't have a lot of explosive options outside of Nico Collins beyond those rookies. And so I think like some of the next best guys, of course, Christian Kirk started the season hurt, and then we saw him kind of get a little bit involved more in the Baltimore game than he did in the first game against Jacksonville, and they're still, or his first couple of games. And so he's still kind of figuring it out, still trying to find it. But what you have found in that process is that, look, both of these guys between Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel can be game breakers. You had already seen, I think, a couple of games ago from Woody Marks that he could be your lead back if you let him. Of course, they feel a lot more comfortable with Nick Chubb. And I'm not down on that. But the good thing is, you now know that you have at the very least a number two running back in Woody Marks, perhaps even more than that. And so between those three skill guys, not to mention that your left tackle, Ariante Ursery, is starting to get better, right? Like, it was a disaster to start at different times early on, but over these last couple of games, that seems to have worked itself out. It helps that the Baltimore Ravens didn't have any pass rushers. That helps, I get it. and things are going to get harder for him, I think, at some point during the season. But I think it's just all about leaning all the way in to the rookie movement, these rookies as your playmakers, not trying to ease them into it, but heavily feature them as part of what you do.
Yeah, because I think that was part of my concern for this offense all offseason heading into the year, was that you were looking like you were going to have to rely on a number of rookies in big roles. And obviously, as the mix, as we got closer to the season, the whole Mixon thing kept getting apparently worse. Then you realize even Woody Marks would have to play a bigger role. But two of your bigger playmakers, so we thought on paper in the passing game, were both rookies. Your maybe most important offensive lineman's a rookie. Now Woody Marks playing a big role in the backfield's a rookie. And so just like Kaylee figuring it out as a first-time play caller, I think we need to give the rookies obviously some grace as the year goes on. And they showed, I thought they obviously Woody Marks has looked further along than the two receivers. But the two receivers, I thought, you know, showed some good things this past week against the Ravens. And so those are guys that, as the season goes on, I would expect them to be more comfortable, play a bigger role, hopefully have a bigger impact as well. And then there was another guy we were talking about during the break that you brought up, and I was going to bring him up anyways, not necessarily a rookie, can kind of be profiled as one, and somebody on offense that might have a bigger role for this team moving forward too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, British Brooks, and this has been pointed out, I feel like, in various places at the station and throughout the Texans Media Corps, but like finding out that British Brooks can have a role, especially with Jakob Johnson being hurt and British Brooks kind of being the Swiss Army knife, as they call him, but certainly somebody that can go in and play some fullback for you. And you saw him in some short yardage situations, even early in the game in this one against the Ravens this past week. And it's so funny with British Brooks, because when I came in here, I was trying to think, I'm like, what year is dude in? Because it feels like we've been talking about him for years now.
Yeah, it does.
But he's really kind of a rookie, because didn't really play last year because he got hurt. But also, so it's like his second year, but it's really like his first year, but it feels like it's his third year because we've been talking about him for so long. And so it's like, how old is this guy even really? But I feel like you can put him in that conversation of guys with the rookies, because you haven't seen a lot of him, or he hasn't been able to contribute a lot because he wasn't healthy. And he just really just got here a year ago or so. So I think that that's another one. And look, I want to be clear too about this when I talk about these rookies. It is a concern. I don't think it's like the greatest thing in the world that they're this reliant on rookies. I just think it's the reality of the situation, and it's one that they cannot run from. It's one that they need to lean into, because it's going to turn out to be, just at least in my opinion, it's going to turn out to be better for them, because these happen to be some of their better ball players, especially at the skill positions, I think, so far from what we're seeing. So, like, I don't love that this is the predicament.
Right.
It's not ideal that you're this reliant on this many rookies. It was even a concern of mine going into the season, kind of similar to yours, as you just mentioned. But it is where you are now, and something that I feel like you absolutely need to lean into. But British Brooks, somebody that we can see in that fullback role, short yardage option, as they still kind of piece together this run game without Joe Mixon.
Yeah, it's either something you could sit and pout about, or you could just figure it out, because this is the situation the Texans are in. There's not much you could do about it now. You could try to go out and add somebody, but that's not, in the NFL, it's not always the most likely solution. Yeah, you know, and I wasn't the biggest, I also had concerns about Christian Kirk as trying to be like that premier number two guy. So you're going to need these players. And I think any team, look, what we saw from the Texans on Sunday, You take it with a grain of salt because it was the Ravens. But the fact that they had 12 players have over 10 yards in that game, which was a franchise record, I mean, you can make the case for any team. They're obviously at their best when you're getting everyone involved. And that included British Brooks, who had two good runs for first downs on Sunday. And I like him as that curveball out of the backfield where, you know, you sneak in a few touches every once in a while for the fullback and catch the defense off guard. But the more players you can get involved and play a role, I think the better. I'm not saying that Higgins or Noel or these guys have to be the next Nico Collins, but if you could get a little something from all of them and have that more depth instead of a strong 1-2 punch. Because this offseason we were talking about, like, hey, you know what? Nico Collins and Christian Kirk can be one of the better 1-2 punches for wide receivers in really all of the NFL. And it hasn't played out that way, but I don't think you need it to play out that way anymore. You don't need a Cooper Kupp and a Puka. I always prefer to have that strong number one, and then some, you know, a handful of decent options behind it.
Yeah, well, the one thing, and this is one of the reasons why I want to bring this up, because I do believe that the Texans are inclined to do the stuff that I'm talking about. Like, they have never, at least under this regime with Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, they have not shied in, or shied away from, I should say, they have not shied away from leaning into the rookie movement, mm-hmm. allowing the rookies to go out there and let's see what you got. Show us what you got. How much can you give us? And we'll give you, you know, we'll allow you to do as much as you show that you're capable of and prepared to do. So, like, I think that they're the perfect team to kind of lean into this. We talked about rookies on the offensive side. I do want to throw one more out there as just one to consider, and I'm spitballing a little bit on this one. But Jalen Reed, could we see some Jalen Reed, the safety out of Penn State, who had also been injured but has come back to practice, not as involved yet, but look, they've got a safety issue, right? When you thought C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Kalen Bullock were your locks to be your safety, pairing, that was one thing. Now you got M.J. Stewart out there, who's a pro, but kind of more known for his special team prowess. Could Jalen Reed be somebody after the bye week that you see more of at the safety position? That's something that I'm going to keep an eye out for.
Let us know on the text line, 713-724-6610. On the text line, someone said urgency. And, you know, when I don't know if that's talking from an offensive perspective of, like, kind of picking up the pace a little bit, or just from a team perspective when you start 0-3. I mean, they get those last two wins, now the bye. And as we talked about yesterday, really tough schedule coming out of the bye. But obviously, you got to start piling some wins together here as the season goes on. Last thing, as I said, you know, I wasn't for the early bye, but with some of these rookies, it might be a good time for some guys to catch their breath, get their feet under them, and then hopefully this team moves forward with a stronger arsenal of weapons, specifically on offense, but defense as well. Time for the question of the day. In light of the Yankees elimination last night and everyone dancing on the grave, what's something that is incredibly overhyped, where the hype doesn't match the expectations, like the Yankees typically year in and year out? Let us know. We'll get to those answers next. 713-572-4610 on the text line. It's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.